Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, welcome to the Nonprofit Architect. I'm your host, Travis Johnson, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. We're here today with Michelle Saunders-Gutch. And if you would like to support what we're doing here at the Nonprofit Architect, hit us up on patreon.com/nonprofitarchitect. Give $5 a month. It's not going to break the bank, and it's going to help keep these stories on the air. And Michelle, welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Travis. I am doing great. Thank you. Here in Kansas City, looks like it's going to be a sunny day and all is well.
Sounds wonderful. I understand you are the mastermind behind Altered Stories Ministries. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Altered Stories Ministry helps Christian women share their life-altering God stories so women across the world can hear them. That is our mission. And as the founder of Altered Stories Ministry, I felt called to help Christian women share their stories because I had a story that I carried around for a very, very long time as a childhood cult survivor that I needed to share. I needed to tell someone about. And when I did have the courage to share the story, I felt an incredible freedom. And through that process, God opened a lot of doors to be able to share what I encountered, to be able to also help other women have the courage to share their story. So I felt called to build this nonprofit, having come out of about, I would say, 8 years of experience in nonprofit and serving also in women's ministry in the church and being on a board called R&R Retreats. So with the help of many mentors and those that were in my sphere of influence that had also launched their own nonprofits, I was able to bring the nonprofit to fruition with a tribe of women and men who helped me launch in Overland Park, Kansas this past February. And that's what led me to starting Altered Stories as the founder and the podcast host of the Altered Stories Show, which is the core of our ministry.
That's really cool. I understand that you have some tips, some things you would like to share about what to do before launching a nonprofit. Would you like to take us through that?
Sure, I'd love to. And from my experience in this area, I would definitely recommend for those of you that have the heartstring to start your own nonprofit, to keep your mission in front of you. Keep your story in front of you. Tell your story. But what's really important is that before you move into a nonprofit, it is imperative that you do, in my opinion, a pilot, depending on where your mission is and where you're going. I do kind of test the market, do kind of an ask campaign, bring together like a group, your group, your tribe, get your board going, get, you know, some things in flight before you actually move ahead. That way you have a framework. And I had spent some time building my nonprofit. I was blessed to attend Colorado Christian University in Lakewood, Colorado. And during the time I was building my nonprofit, I was able to leverage the classes and begin the process of testing the waters with some of the students in the classes I was taking. And then also, I was blessed to lean in and talk to some people at Focus on the Family who had gone before me and are very good at broadcast and doing a daily broadcast show. So that would be my recommendation for those of you that are in that mode of feeling called to start your own nonprofit.
What are some of the things that you talk about? What is an ask campaign? I don't imagine that all my listeners understand what an ask campaign is. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, ask campaign is something that you would do through your marketing in terms of email. And that is getting out to potential donors, potential sponsors, potential supporters, an email just kind of asking for their feedback and give them some incentive for doing it. And that's in the marketing space. I do not call myself a pure marketing person. I have a lot of people I've been blessed to have in my sphere of influence who has experience in that. And I also served the marketing organization at Compassion International. So I learned a lot there. But that is how I define and what I believe most marketing groups would define an ask campaign.
That's really cool. But what you're telling me is that you didn't have all the answers when you started, but you relied on your group, your tribe, your mentors, your friends to help build this picture of what you wanted with Altered Stories?
Absolutely, Travis. Even the name of Altered Stories comes from the group that I served when I was at Focus on Family, the broadcast group. And there was a group of folks in the broadcast team who helped me come up with the name. And then I took those recommended names. I had three, but Altered Stories came at the top. And that was vetted with my supporter group. And they were the ones who said, hey, we like this one the best. And I did a search to make sure there was not another ministry out there through, and also talked to trademark attorneys and, did the trademark database thing. And that's how I came up with the name. But yes, that is for sure.
I definitely love the title. I know I think there's probably a couple different groups of people out there who are looking to start nonprofits as far as taking action goes. You have the people that decide the thing. And they do the thing regardless of what people say, whether it's, whether it's a name that's already taken or sounds terrible, they just take it and they run with it and it doesn't matter. And you've got people that you do and they tested it and they wanted to see and they wanted to make sure it had the right tone and the right context and all this stuff. And then you have a third group that has an idea and they just never take action on the idea. And that is just so heartbreaking where they have this vision, this passion, where they want to help somebody. They never take those steps to move forward. But I'm really glad that you had your team around you. You did the ask campaign. And you figured out what people around you liked. When I was trying to figure out this as a thing, I was talking to one of my coaches, Asa Laveau, and I was working on Warrior's Wallet, trying to get that thing monetized. And we went through a session. And I realized that I do not want to monetize Warrior's Wallet in any way, shape, or form. I just enjoy talking about money and different things like that. And I told him the idea for this. And he about fell out of his chair. Nonprofit architect. He's like, that makes so much sense. It's straightforward. You catch what it is in the meeting. I ended up with some recommendations from some friends of mine to add the tagline, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. So they really kind of understand that it's not just me doing it on my own, is that we're working together as a team to help build those things. And I think that is just so important.
It is. And our tagline is actually Be Heard, Be Healed. But I had a marketing person here in Kansas City who helped me refine that. Mm-hmm. And so like your nonprofit, I just think it's an added brand. And it just kind of solidifies. So I definitely love the tagline too.
That's awesome. So you're running a podcast like I'm running a podcast. What are the things that it takes to find podcast guests?
My podcast guests have come through relationships that I've built. They've come through referrals and also through the website. We actually have a place on our website where women can go and share why they feel compelled to share their story. And we added that because we knew that as we grew our brand, there would be an interest because more supporters were going through to our website. So those are some areas that have worked for me. Also, I attend numerous networking events, and I also always, when I'm out talking, whether it's to groups that I've been asked to share altered stories, or even on our podcast, I will ask for stories. So it's something that I just always continue to ask. I always am out there, you know, in my mind thinking, hey, I can always need a story. I'm always looking for a story. And whether I'm on a plane, traveling, or wherever I'm at, it seems that sometimes stories even come to me through women who share and open up.
I actually was just talking to a gal this past week that would probably be a great fit for your mission. And I'll have to pass that name along when I'm done. She finally just made a Facebook post, her first time ever sharing her story just even a little bit. And she is so relieved that she finally got it out of her, that she's sleeping better, she's in a better mood, she's more grounded, and just overall happier just from getting the story out of her being.
I love it. I relate. I think I have several podcast guests who've said that. I love it. It's awesome.
I remember the first time, I mean, I've shared my story, you know, person to person quite a bit, but I had not shared mine publicly. And I was doing a Veterans Day speech at a Rotary Club, and I wanted to walk through my story. And I was like, oh, I know my story, right? I don't need to practice and this and that. And the emotion that's attached to telling your story publicly for the first time, it's a lot. It's quite a bit. I was wondering how I could possibly, you know, cram my story into 20 minutes. And I got about 10 minutes in, and I was wondering if I was even going to make it to that 20-minute kind of marker where they wanted me to be talking to.
Yes. And well, Travis, it's just a big deal to do it. And I was counseled first to write my story, and I did that. And I will tell you, it took a lot for me to do that even. You know, it just, and then telling it even adds to it, right? But like you said, there's so much freedom that comes, but there's so much emotion. I've done 4 podcasts now where I've been asked to share my story. And every single time I've been on the podcast sharing, there's so much emotion, you know, every time there's such a heartstring involved in it. And every single time, you know, that you're doing something that's going to resonate with somebody else and will help them. So there's so much giving to it too.
And it's multifaceted, because when you tell your story, even though it's hard and painful and gut-wrenching and you have all these emotions, every time you tell it, it gets a little bit easier to let go of this thing that you've been holding on to for however many years. And every time you share it, more and more people are impacted by the power of the story. They hear your story, it relates to them. It shows that this person went through something horrendous, and I can get through this thing just because I say that they can do it. I know that I can do it. They can take the action.
Absolutely.
They can talk to people, and they can talk to the authorities if need be, and they can heal and tell their parents, and tell their best friend, and tell their spouse, and tell whomever needs to hear this. It gets easier every single time you tell it. And on the other side, you have, for the people in the nonprofit space, telling your story is what really draws in people, whether it be volunteers, fundraisers, donors, you know, people supporting your cause is the story.
I totally agree. And I think that's how so many organizations have been, you know, able to further their mission. That's how you will be able to further yours, right? That's how, with the help of other women too, who are sharing their stories, you know, who've stepped out now, we're continuing to grow our audience and get more women now that are willing to share their stories. And that's so freeing and it's so profound. It's such a blessing. It is such a blessing to so many.
I think it really changes the conversation. You know, we had a few years ago, we went through this Me Too movement and we found all these stories and all these women willing to share their story of sexual assault and even a few men. And it changed the way that we interact in the country. And I think it's a good thing. But it also allows us to start sharing those stories more freely because now it's not something that we're keeping in the dark, something that we're hiding. And there's four main areas where, you know, we're working on sharing in this country. One is politics, one is finance, one is sex, and the other is money. You know, kind of the four taboo topics, but something like the Me Too movement really gets people to kind of come out of their shell and not letting the fact that it happened to them, you know, hold on to this shame for their whole life, like they had something to do with it, like it's somehow their fault. And these stories are really freeing up the way that we interact and freeing up the way that we grow and the way that it redefines who we are as a nation, really.
It really does. And, you know, I think it's powerful and I honor those women that stepped out and that, you know, a lot of those women from the U.S. gymnastics team. I mean, just there is a broad base, but yeah, I was And I even noticed in the little interaction I did with some of the women on Facebook after that, there was this movement where, you know, they were putting Me Too, you know, and I was just shocked to see the number of women that were, you know, aligning with it and were saying, hey, I had a situation too, where I was, you know, and like you said, men. Even some men were coming forward. So, yeah, the whole storytelling process is so, it's so important and sharing. And, you know, we need to do more of it.
One of the things I find surprising, so I'm still active duty Navy, and an offhanded comment that I heard many years ago really kind of resonated with me. He was like, sexual assault occurred in the Navy far long before they allowed women on ships. And it's like a punch in the gut when you hear something like that. You realize what it means. You realize the impact that it is not just women experiencing something like that.
Yes. There's an awareness factor out there. That is for sure. And, you know, I had the latest guest, let's see, on domestic violence. She had shared some statistics of the number of women that had gone through sexual assault or some sort of violence that are incarcerated too. So, you know, it's just amazing what you hear now, what is coming out. And it's been something that's happened over history, but it's definitely a time in our country and a time in our society where people are taking a stand. And that's really good for healing.
Boundaries are so, so important. It's the story of boundaries, and it's really the story of perseverance. I know you wanted to talk about, I know you launched back in February, and you wanted to say something about perseverance.
The journey of launching a nonprofit to me is very personal, but not just that. It's come, you know, with its ebbs and flows, and certain people, you know, like you talked earlier, they may have a $10,000 donation or a $2 million seed, or, you know, there's just a variety of people who come to the table with launching a nonprofit and have, you know, the funding available. I'm one who stepped out where I was making a choice to downsize, right size, make adjustments in my finances, things like that, to be able to move this mission forward because I felt so attached to it. But I will say through the journey of this, you just have to never give up. And, you know, for some people, maybe their journey of a nonprofit and building an outcome quickly, and they've got everything together. But I always believe sometimes the path to success isn't always linear, and it comes, you know, with bends in the road. And since I started Altered Stories, I moved from Colorado to Kansas City, had to rebuild, I had to network. I had several setbacks. My mother passed away in my personal life. I broke my foot and I was down for 2 months. I battled depression. There were other things financially that we struggled with, my husband and I. I will say that there are days when I just felt completely incompetent and like I just wasn't capable of doing it. And then there were days where there was God encouragement. And, you know, when I just honestly said, oh, am I out of my mind doing this? You know, I'm not qualified to do this. I mean, just all types of things that self-talk. Don't ever let go of your dream. Don't ever let go of your passion. Don't ever let go of your calling. Whatever you have to do, put your vision out there. Keep putting your vision out there. Not everyone may have that heartstring, but don't give up. You're feeling called to this. Don't give up because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I just feel this is the time. This is what I've been called to do. And I just had to surround myself with positive people, people that surround me that also believe in it. And you just can't give up. It just takes inner strength. It just takes vision. It takes just a lot to keep your vision ahead, your mission ahead, and to get the feedback that you are making a difference and just bringing that to the table. And it seems like that just keeps you going too. So now that's my journey. Somebody else's may be totally different.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I've talked to and worked with dozens of nonprofits over the last few years, and the path's really not that different. You have this vision that you want to help this person, this group of people, this whatever it is, and you go through the thought of, should I do this as a nonprofit? Should I move this forward? You do maybe an ask campaign and you see if people agree with you, see if they're interested in such things. You search the internet to see if there's maybe something like this out there. At least check your local area, make sure you're not directly competing head to head with somebody. But Are these nonprofits with the same or similar mission or vision out there, are they having an impact? Are they doing the good thing? And can you find people that, you know, meet your criteria to be on a board and support you and, you know, share their contacts and help you fundraise? Or I'm going to have Patrick Kirby on here in a few episodes. He is a fundraiser by trade. He calls himself the accidental fundraiser. In his book, Fundraise Awesomer, he outlines the week of what it might look like for a fundraiser. And his whole goal, his whole vision is to move the needle forward. You're not going to solve whatever your nonprofit is trying to do in a day. You're not going to solve it in a week, month, or even a year. But little by little, day by day, moving that needle forward is going to get you closer to that next donor, closer to that next podcast, closer to that next volunteer, the next big fundraiser, closer to your vision, your mission, your passion, your goal. And it is not a straight line. It is not linear. And you're going to go out and be asked to speak at a conference and you're going to bomb. You're going to do terrible like I did. You know, you're going to go to some networking event and you're going to forget your mission. You're going to forget who the heck you are and what you do and why you do it. You're going to do all of these things. And that's okay. People understand that we're people and that we
make. Yes, I agree.
We're in need of grace and that, all those other things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We have to be willing to get off the couch and go say, hi, my name is Michelle, and I'd love to hear about your story.
Absolutely, Travis, I've done that many times.
So what's next?
And I do love to hear stories, by the way.
Oh, I think we all do, absolutely.
Oh, I love them.
So what's next for you, Michelle? What are you looking for in Altered Stories Ministry? What is your next step? What are you needing?
So right now, our my need and our board's need, as we've discussed too, and we are continuing to move forward, get that needle moving forward, but it's the sponsorships for the stories that we have in the pipeline. We have different levels of sponsorships based on the desire of those who have an interest in sponsoring stories. But we have a number of women's stories in the pipeline that we would like to be able to share with the listening audience and get out. And these women are waiting to share. Not all of them have the ability to be able to bring in sponsors with the stories that they are wanting to share. And so we have 25 seats available at different levels. We have the silver, gold, platinum level of sponsorships. This is also on our website, www.alteredstories.org. And we have different levels depending on the sponsor's desire.
Yeah.
But right now, we need corporate sponsorships. We're looking primarily for business sponsors. Just because I think, even though these stories are faith-based, there's women who have very personal stories, but we would like to broaden our base to continue to grow because we are evangelistic. We're not, you know, we're reaching out and we want to go across the world. So sponsors with global missions, companies who have a desire to support an organization as ours would really be wonderful. And we had one sponsor, Kadosh Media. They helped us sponsor a story called Teresa's Story. And of recent, we just started moving towards the business model of sponsorships for stories that we actually launch out on podcasts. So that's our immediate need. And like I said, we have different options based on the level of marketing that the sponsor is willing to help us with.
Where are you currently looking for sponsors?
I am looking in Kansas City. I am looking Colorado Springs.
That's not what I mean. How are you currently contacting people to get sponsorships?
Doing it cold calling. I'm doing it also through networking events, letting people know.
What kind of networking events?
Women's networking events, the Kansas City Women's Leadership Missional Network is one. I'm also doing it through my contacts and networks at Compassion International, a variety of Charles Schwab, where I have actually got contacts. That's how I'm going in. LinkedIn is one way. I'm also reaching out to try to get sponsors. So not just even in the Kansas City area, when I go to any of these women's events where I have the opportunity, ACA is a club and they're going global. So they've given me some support too, but it's leaning into my business network and business context for this particular ask.
Let me ask you, are you currently part of a Chamber of Commerce or Rotary Club, Kiwanis, any of those organizations?
We are not, because we have not got the budget yet to do that. But I have made contacts.
Mm-hmm. I do know that a lot of these organizations will let you come speak during a lunch period and allow you to talk about your mission and vision and even ask for donations.
Yes, they do. I have just began the process of letting people know I'm willing to do that. And I do have an opportunity next month, but I need many opportunities.
Every nonprofit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
We've recently set up Patreon, which allows people to give small monthly donations to help donate and keep my podcast running. Like my current tab is about $350 a month. And if I've got 70 people giving me $5, that covers, you know, my podcasting for the month for 4 episodes. Is that something that you've looked into?
I have started down that road, but again, I'm on limited funds budget right now. I really don't have a lot of margin to do anything more in terms of asks.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Patreon is free to set up. Costs you $0.
Well, if Patreon is free, I would definitely love to check into it and see what we can do. Because like you said, $5. I mean, we have a donation option, of course, on our website, there various places too. But anything that we can do to continue the awareness, anything helps, right, Travis? $5
right.
helps.
That's right. Absolutely. So,
$5 helps.
So where,
thank you. That is something we'll check into.
Absolutely. So where can people find you? This is your time for shameless plugs on whatever websites or social media you have.
Thank you. You can find us on our Facebook business page. It's Altered Stories Ministry. We're actually out on Instagram, Altered Stories Ministry. Out there, our tag is Altered Stories _ MSG. We actually have, as I've shared on our website, a place too for just our episodes for our podcast. We have a lot of different information out at www.alteredstories.org. That seems to be growing. That's where you can go out and learn about me, learn about the board, learn about the needs that we have on the volunteer side. We have a board treasurer role we're trying to fill. That can be remote. It can be filled with a man or a woman, anyone called and has the gifting of nonprofit and financial oversight. We would welcome anyone who has an interest in what we do to be able to look at our ministry and apply, or you know, follow what we have asked on our website, which is to communicate your desire and then also send us a resume and why. So all those things are out there on our website, including also a place to put your story if you have one. And those things are all very important as we continue to move our mission forward. LinkedIn, we're not so much out there yet. We're growing our following. It's another place. We're not on Twitter right now, but you know, we are just now beefing up our social media presence because we've got a volunteer that's helping us. So those are areas that people can find us.
Well, that's fantastic, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing a little bit about your story and your mission and really kind of a behind the scenes look at a few of these areas. We talked about stories and perseverance, staying the course, and we talked about finding podcasts. So thanks so much for coming in and providing value for us today.
Hey, it's been great. And I hope that your listening audience can be encouraged. And I'm all for nonprofits. So I love what you're doing, Travis, and helping architect and moving the mission of nonprofits forward across this country. And I think it's just amazing. So thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks again. And please check out Patreon.com/nonprofitarchitect and help keep this nonprofit rolling each and every month.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.